Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Polling for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow in 96 constituencies of 9 states and 1 union territory. Election for Andhra Pradesh and Odisha legislative assemblies also to be held simultaneously. Israeli forces order fresh evacuation in Rafah, inviting sharp criticism from international groups. Nepali mountaineer Kami Rita Sherpa makes history by scaling Mount Everest for the 29th time. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets in Chennai. The stage is set for the fourth phase of polling for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Voting will be held in 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and 1 union territory. 25 seats of Andhra Pradesh, 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each of Jharkhand and Odisha, along with 1 seat of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, will go to polls in this phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. The Commission said polling time in certain assembly segments of 17 parliamentary constituencies of Telangana has been increased to enhance voter participation. Over 17.7 crore voters, including 8.97 crore male and 8.73 crore female voters, are eligible to cast their votes in this phase. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The fates of several prominent candidates will be sealed in the EVMs in this phase. Union ministers and BJP leaders Giriraj Singh, Arjun Munda, G. Kishan Reddy, Ajay Kumar Mishra, JDU's Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Congress leader Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary, TMC's Mahua Moitra and Shatrughan Sinha, and Asaduddin Owaisi of AIMIM are among the prominent candidates in the fray. Our correspondent reports that the Election Commission is all geared up for the fourth phase of general elections.
Over 19 lakh polling officials will be deployed across 1,92,000 polling stations. As per Indian Meteorological Department forecast, the parliamentary constituencies going for polls in this phase are likely to experience normal to below normal temperatures, and there will be no heatwave-like conditions in these areas. However, for the convenience of voters, the Election Commission has made meticulous arrangements at all polling stations. These include water, shed, toilets, ramps, volunteers, wheelchairs and electricity to ensure that every voter, including elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their vote with ease. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Telangana, all 17 seats will go to poll tomorrow, in which over 3,32,32,000 electors, including 1.67 crore women, will exercise their franchise. More from our correspondent.
About 3 lakh poll personnel who are on poll duty have left for polling stations across Telangana. The highest number of 45 candidates are in the fray in Secunderabad, while the lowest number of 12 are in Adilabad. The mock polling will be held as early as 5:30 a.m. tomorrow. The poll authorities have also set up auxiliary polling stations at 36 remote and hilly areas with only 10 to 50 voters. In Hyderabad, 46 lakh electors will exercise their franchise at over 3,900 polling stations in Secunderabad and Hyderabad Lok Sabha constituencies. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
Voting for the single phase election for 175 assembly and 25 Lok Sabha seats in Andhra Pradesh will be held tomorrow. Our correspondent has filed this report.
All the 175 assembly constituencies and 25 Lok Sabha constituencies in the state are set to go for polls in single phase tomorrow. About 4 crore 14 lakh voters will access their franchise to decide the fate of 2,386 candidates contesting for state assembly and 454 candidates for 25 Lok Sabha seats. As many as 33 candidates are in play for Visakhapatnam Lok Sabha seat and 46 candidates for Tirupati Assembly seat. 46,389 polling stations have been equipped and about 1,06,000 security personnel have been mobilized to ensure peaceful conduct of the polling. The polling will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. in 169 assembly constituencies and from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Araku, Paderu and Rampachodavaram assembly constituencies and from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Palakonda and Kurupam assembly constituencies due to security reasons. Sai Sisla for Akaswani News, Vijayawada.
The first phase of polls in Odisha will take place tomorrow. This phase will witness voting in Kalahandi, Koraput, Nabarangpur and Berhampur Lok Sabha seats and 28 assembly seats under it. The political landscape is heating up with 37 candidates for 4 Lok Sabha seats and 243 candidates vying for 28 assembly constituencies in the first phase. More from our correspondent.
In the first phase, 28 assembly seats across 9 districts in Odisha will go to polls tomorrow. 62,87,000 voters can vote for both Lok Sabha and assembly polls. The police DGP Arun Sarangi informed the media that 17,000 platoon police forces, 104 companies of paramilitary forces and 100 mobile squads will be deployed across various polling booths during the first phase of elections. Security arrangements have been enhanced in the most affected areas of Malkanagiri, Koraput, Nabarangpur, Nuapada and Kalahandi districts. Additionally, flying squads and static surveillance teams will be in place to prevent bogus voters. With SN Patnaik, Tapan Kumar Maharana, Akashvani Katak.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the budget for the ST community has been increased manifold than the previous Congress government. Addressing a rally in Hooghly, West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi said students from the ST community have also been provided with scholarships. He added that the teachers' recruitment scam in the state has maligned the reputation of West Bengal. Mr. Modi will address another public meeting in Howrah. Earlier, he also held 2 public meetings at Jagatadal of Barakpur Lok Sabha constituency. In Uttar Pradesh, many senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties campaigned in the state today. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the media center of the party in Varanasi. He also took stock of the preparations related to the roadshow of senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Varanasi tomorrow. Preparations are in full swing in Varanasi for the nomination of Prime Minister Narendra Modi from the constituency on Tuesday. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra started her campaign today from her Chandpur area in Rae Bareli constituency. She said that whatever development has taken place in Rae Bareli, it's because of Congress. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a political rally in favour of NDA Alliance candidate Tanuj Punia in Barabanki. He later campaigned in Mohanlal Ganj and Lucknow constituencies. Congress election in charge of Uttar Pradesh Avinash Pandey also held party functionary meetings in Faizabad and Ambedkar Nagar districts. In Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi Party has released another list of party candidates for the 6th and 7th phase of general elections. The party has fielded Ramesh Bind from Mirzapur. Earlier, SP had given a ticket to Rajendra Bind from Mirzapur seat, but when BJP MP from Bhadohi, Ramesh Bind joined Samajwadi Party, Akhilesh gave the ticket to him. Now Ramesh Bind will face NDA's ally Anupriya Patel of Apna Dal. Apart from this, SP has given a ticket to Chote Lal Karwar from Robertsgunj seat of Sonbhadra district. Both seats have been given to Apna Dal by BJP under the alliance. AAP convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal announced his 10 poll guarantees today, saying these will be implemented if the opposition India bloc is voted to power. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Kejriwal said these guarantees include providing 24-hour electricity and 200 units of free electricity to all the poor, free education for all children, free medical treatment, scrapping of the Agnivir scheme, MSP to farmers as per the Swaminathan Commission report, and full statehood to Delhi. The Mumbai North constituency comprises 6 assembly seats including Malad, Charkop, Kandivali East, Magathane, Borivali and Dahisar. 19 candidates are in the fray. There are around 18,11,000 voters including 9,68,000 males, 8,42,000 females and 413 third gender voters. More from our correspondent.
The Mumbai North Lok Sabha constituency, traditionally considered a stronghold of the BJP, is witnessing an intense battle between BJP's Union Minister Piyush Goyal and Bhushan Patil, a veteran Congress worker with over 3 decades of political experience. Currently, 5 out of 6 assembly seats under the Mumbai North constituency are held by MLAs from the ruling Mahayuti Alliance. On one hand, Bhushan Patil has been campaigning on issues like unemployment, condition of railway stations, etc. Piyush Goyal has promised to make the constituency a model constituency and has been playing up the Vikasit Bharat 2047 agenda and the Vishwaguru status for the nation. In the past, BJP leader Ram Naik won this seat 5 times between 1989 and 1999, after which actor Govinda defeated him in 2004 elections. Presently, the seat is held by Gopal Shetty of the BJP. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, successfully tested the new liquid rocket engine manufactured through additive manufacturing technology. The test was successfully carried out on May the 9th at ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahendragiri in Tamil Nadu. Delhi Fire Service has termed the bomb threat to IGI Airport Delhi, Sanjay Gandhi Hospital in Mangolpuri area and Government Hospital in Burari as a hoax. According to Delhi Fire Service official, these two hospitals and a Delhi airport today received an email regarding a bomb threat, following which teams of police, bomb squad and dog squad were rushed to the spot. The official said a search operation was conducted at these places and nothing suspicious was found there. Nepal's legendary mountaineer Kami Rita Sherpa made history today by breaking his own record for the highest number of ascents of Mount Everest as he scaled the world's highest peak for the 29th time. According to Rakesh Gurung, director at the Tourism Department in the Nepalese Ministry of Tourism and Civil Aviation, the 54-year-old veteran climber reached the 8,849-meter peak at 7:25 a.m. local time. Israeli forces have issued fresh evacuation orders in Rafah as they prepare to expand their attacks on the southern Gaza city. The move has sparked a backlash from international groups. The Israeli military ordered people in central Rafah and other areas to evacuate on Saturday. It had earlier issued a notice calling on civilians in eastern Rafah to leave the city, where more than 1 million individuals are sheltering. The military said about 300,000 people had fled so far. Heavy rain brought floods and landslides to Indonesia's province of West Sumatra, killing at least 28, with 4 still missing. The National Disaster Management Agency said in a statement that flooding since Saturday night had brought mud to the Tanah Datar Regency, affecting 5 sub-districts. In Afghanistan, nearly 315 people killed and more than 1,600 others were injured in devastating flash floods that ripped through multiple provinces in the country on Friday, with authorities declaring a state of emergency. In Brazil, too, rain continued to soak waterlogged southern Brazil on Saturday, bringing fresh misery to victims of flooding that has killed 136 people so far. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings clinched a 5-wicket win over Rajasthan Royals in a low-scoring thriller to brighten their IPL playoffs qualification chances at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. Chasing 142 for win, Chennai scored 145 with 10 balls to spare. In another match being played between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Delhi Capitals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru, put into bat, Bengaluru set a target of 188 for Delhi, losing 9 wickets in 20 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Polling for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow in 96 constituencies of 9 states and 1 union territory. Election for Andhra Pradesh and Odisha legislative assemblies also to be held simultaneously. Israeli forces order fresh evacuation in Rafah, inviting sharp criticism from international groups. Nepali mountaineer Kami Rita Sherpa makes history by scaling Mount Everest for the 29th time. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets in Chennai. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the News at 9. Good night.